Good evening and welcome to Live and Local on your Belfast Community Radio Station. I'm your host, Kathleen. Tonight, we feature a live recording from the 2024 Maine Celtic Celebration. This was recorded in beautiful Belfast, Maine by Vic Treadwell on a weekend that features many fine Celtic musicians and dancers. Tonight on the program, we feature Diarmuid Ómacair, who hails from a Gaelic-speaking village in County Cork, Ireland. He plays button accordion and is a Seanos singer, a traditional Irish-style singer, and he shares the stage with Rebecca McGowan at times, who is an Irish step dancer. You'll hear her during this concert. So imagine yourself downtown by the bay listening to this talented Irish culture keeper and enjoy Diarmuid Ómacair, live and local, at the Maine Celtic Celebration 2024.
Thank you so much. I'm going to play some jigs for you guys. The first one is called The Freeze Breeches. The second one is called The Boys of Tandaragee. And the third one is Port Coulé, which is the Coulé jig, which is where I'm from in Cork.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The atmosphere here is so relaxing. It's quite unnerving. I don't think I've ever been to a festival as relaxed in my life. Especially with Irish music, they kind of tend to get chaotic. And it's just a pleasure to be a part of it. So I'm going to play two more reels for you guys. We'll keep going. I started with jigs, and I will change it up to reels, if that's okay with you. Yeah? Good, good. Bunker Hill and Tom Mylan's Frolics. These were recorded by a few heroes of mine. It was recorded by Joe Burke, who was a great accordion player from County Galway. He spent years in St. Louis, a few years. And then the other man is a man by the name of Finbar Dwyer, who spent many years in London. But he was from West Cork, which is close enough to where I'm from. So I'll give these a go. Very much. You're a great audience. Appreciate the support in these tough times as Cork just lost the All-Ireland final by a point. How tragic. And I thought we had it, you know. My two brothers were at the game and I was keep getting notifications about it. Oh, the drama. But we'll stick to the music, to what we know and what we can control. So I've mentioned Joe Burke and I've mentioned Finbar Dwyer. Well, the other great hero of mine in the BC system would be the great Paddy O'Brien from Tipperary. And he recorded these two hornpipes on separate recordings. The first one is called The Cuckoo, and the second one is The Fiddler's Contest. So we'll give these a go. ¶¶ Thank you very much. So I'm going to switch it up a bit. I started with jigs, then reels, and then hornpipes on the two-row accordion, and I'm going to pick up this yoke. It's called a melodeon, a single-row melodeon. So I'm going to play two jigs for you that were recorded by the great McNulty family. I mentioned them yesterday in the Steamboat stage, but for anybody who wasn't there, shame on you, by the way. Oh, no, just kidding. Anybody who wasn't there, the McNulty family were... Anne McNulty was from Roscommon. But when her husband died, she had to start a family band, basically, with her daughter Eileen and son Peter, and they were on the vaudeville circuit. And you should look them up. Their recordings, their music is quite inspirational. The rhythm in it and the life and the fun and the joy in their music is just something I'm trying to channel. So I'm going to call these two jigs the Geese in the Bog, and I hope you enjoy them. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'll follow on with two reels now. I've recorded these on my new album, The Wise Maid and The Bells of Tipperary, and you might have a surprise guest that you definitely haven't seen yet this weekend. She's the hardest working dancer I've ever seen, Rebecca. So Rebecca might join here in this set. And you can give her a round of applause now or afterwards, whatever suits. Oh, good stuff. Well done. Great. They're the best audience ever. So The Wise Maid and The Bells of Tipperary. Great stuff. Right, Rebecca. Great, wasn't it? I love playing for dancers. You know, the melodeon is made for dancers. The nature of the instrument, the push pull, you know, the scale is. So every time I'm changing direction there, it just kind of adds to the rhythm of it and it just sits well with the dancers. So we had Jimmy Keane on stage yesterday. I think he'll be on again later today. I'm looking forward to meeting him, but he was talking about his roots to Connemara and the melodeon is a very popular instrument in Connemara, and to be fair, a man by the name of Johnny Connolly is very much responsible for maybe bringing the melodeon back, because the melodeon kind of died out a bit in Ireland because it's limited notes-wise. So people stopped playing the melodeon and picked up the two-row accordions because they could play more keys and more notes, but at the same time, it's a very important part of the culture. So I'm going to change it up a small bit and play something that was recorded by a man by the name of John J. Kimmel. And it's a medley of straight jigs. I also recorded these, but you never know live music what could happen. So this medley of straight jigs is a tricky enough one. It was also recorded by the great Joe Doran from Boston, or Joe Doran, as you call him over here. Joe Doran, O'Diron is the Irish name for that. And these people come from the Iron Islands, Connemara as well. So I'll give these a go. Thanks very much. Everybody's having a good time, yeah, that's the main thing, yeah, good stuff. Thank you. So that was a very simple tune, as you heard just there, you know. There's no triplets at all. But that was John J. Kimmel for you. They were amazing musicians, all those guys like PJ Conlon, Ann-Mac McNulty, John J. Kimmel, Michael Coleman. They went into a studio 100 years ago. No editing, no hiding, one take, and that was it. And they just gave it socks. So that's what I'm always trying to channel with my music. So, yeah, I mentioned PJ Conlon there. So PJ Conlon was a man from County Galway who emigrated to New York 100 years ago, and he recorded around 50, 78s. So I'm going to play his version of The Lark in the Morning, and I'll follow it with a tune that's called Conlon's, but I never heard a recording of PJ Conlon playing it. I heard a recording of his friend, his name was Bill Sullivan, and he was also an accordion player from Galway who emigrated to New York. And this is a record, I found this from a recording of Bill when he was in his 80s. So, and he called it Conlon's jig. So I'm only just assuming that it comes from PJ Conlon, seeing as they were friends in New York back maybe 100 years ago. So The Lark in the Morning and Conlon's jig. Thanks very much.
Tuned in to Live and Local on your Belfast community radio station, and you are listening to an amazing concert brought to us by Irish culture keeper and musician Diarmuid O'Macair from County Cork, Ireland. He was in Belfast as part of the 2024 Maine Celtic Celebration, where this live and local recording was made. After a quick break, we'll be back with more button accordion playing, Shano singing, and goodness knows what else from the talented Diarmuid O'Macair.